Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God is good. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. This is truly the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We give honor to God this morning, and we thank him for his mercy, and we thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. Hallelujah. We don't say it fast and it's just form, but we thank him from the bottom of our heart. For God loves us. He cares. And his tender mercy toward us, we're so grateful for. We're thanking him for allowing us to get to know him even the more. Hallelujah. Allowing us to draw closer and closer to him in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For how he shows his love for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Even when we are going through it, right in the midst of some of the most craziest things in the world, we can look up and we can just close our eyes. And we can feel the love of God. God got it. Yes, he does. I know it may sound like I'm just saying that, but it is the truth. Hallelujah. And my prayer for you this morning, my sisters and my brothers, is that you know, you sense his presence. Hallelujah. His presence right there with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that he's orchestrating. Hallelujah. And he sees nothing is hidden from him. Not even the intent and the thought of words. Nothing is hidden from the Almighty God. And we have to remember that and never, never doubt it. But as we grow and we learn and we experience, we begin to recognize, oh, yeah, God, there is God. God is here. He's right here. Hallelujah. 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 But whether we recognize it or not, it is true. He is with us. Hallelujah. He says he's married to the backslider. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning, who is our life. And in him, we move and have our being. We honor. We honor our Father this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. We honor the Lord God this morning. And we thank him from the depth of our heart. How he guide us, how he protect us from dangers seen and unseen, from cruel manipulations, Almighty God, from plots and schemes. Hallelujah. He protects us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From dangers seen and unseen, he is the mighty God. Hallelujah. You put a smile on your face. Oh, yes, he does. Learn to give it to him because he daily bears our burdens. Yes, he does. He daily bears them. Hallelujah. Yeah, cast that. Yeah, you can cast it. Yeah, that too. Inhale, let go, and let God. Huh? Inhale his oxygen. And let go of the burden. And let God handle it. When you begin to feel yourself getting up, tired, and fear and doubt, just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I know you're with me. You got it. You lead me in all of my steps today. Touch my lips and allow me to speak when you want me to speak. Open my mouth wide that I may and fill it with your word. Hallelujah. That I may speak according to your will and according to your way and not out of my emotions and hurt and pain. Thank you for receiving all my hurt and pain. And I thank you for your joy, your peace, and your love, and your protection. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua. Glory to God. I have needs, and I don't know where I can get it. Who can help me with them? But God, I know that you can. Hallelujah. And you guide me or guide the right source, resources to me. But you are my source. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch somebody's heart. Hallelujah. And if I am a helper to someone, touch my heart, open my eyes that I may see. Yes, Lord, we're helpers one to another. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so, 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 so good. What you say about that? God is so, 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 so good. And I am so, 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 so grateful. Let's do this. Hallelujah. Let's just hear a second of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. I'll get it later. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. So maybe we weren't supposed to do that today. How about that? Glory to God. I just love the Lord. He heard. Can you say that? He heard. He heard my cry. And he pitied every groan. Oh, yes, he did. He heard my cry. And he pitied every groan. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, I was thinking this morning a few things. And let me just share this. Yeah, we pray too. No. Yes. Let me share this. As I was still thinking about Passover and resurrection, some call it Sunday, and I was thinking about the why of it all. And I know that the first place we hear Passover is in Egypt. That's the first place. When we think about it, and in the book of Exodus, what was the purpose? And when I go back to Genesis, the third chapter, I see the purpose. I see in Exodus where they are to be remembering that God brought them up out of Egypt, their Savior. But when you go to what we call the New Testament, you see the ultimate, the Passover lamb. Yeah, Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I just shout about it. God is the promise keeper. And my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, you read the intertestamental portion in the Bible. Most studied Bibles have it. Some don't. Other Bibles don't have it. But then you can see it. They call it the 400 years of silence. It was everything but silence. And here in reading, you see how God putting everything together so that when the Messiah at that appointed time, that set time by God, everything was in place for the ultimate to come to pass. My God, and at the appointed time, the set time, there the angel was. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm telling you about our God. He is absolutely God. Oh, my Lord. All by himself. He is God. And he truly rules in the affairs of man. If you would just take your time and read it and see what took place and how things were established and the fight that men fought to, and without really understanding the big picture, and not know, maybe some did. I'm not gonna say they didn't know. Did fight, and they had a battle. So many lost their lives, my God, but they battled. Oh my God, the price. For us to be able to have a Bible, to call on our Savior. Oh, there were prices paid. Hallelujah. But the ultimate price, the real price, our Savior paid it. My God. My God. Hallelujah. You know, God loves us so much. And when you start to read and you see how we talk about the Israelites, but let me tell you, we can't do it. We say we know the truth and have the truth, and mankind has done some ugly things and not have been right and denied God. And not because they were under persecution of life or death, but so they could get along, so we could get along with our friends, not wanting to offend anybody. Now, everything that the Lord told us not to do, we've done it. Instead of asking God to give us the right words to say, when not to say anything, just let our life speak the volume, you know. And sometimes, I'm just speaking from the heart this morning, and sometimes I said, we were made by you, Father. You created us. You made us in your image and in your likeness. You gave us power and authority. You blessed us. And it's so easy for us, I'm talking about mankind, to disobey you. You bless material. And we get so that we don't need you anymore. We don't want you. You become ancient. Your creation, the crown and glory of your creation. And we end up turning our backs. We want us a king like everybody else. We don't want to do no Sabbath. That ain't what it's all about. But we, let the preacher preach. I ain't feeling it today. We're not studying. We're not hungering after God. I'm not talking about everyone. Just open statement. We don't seem to love him, like, and respect God, especially when we have material gains. So many, not everyone. It seems, and I'm saying, that shouldn't be. That should not be. We ask God to touch our hearts. Let us not sin against him. Give us the strength to walk in his way, according to his rules, his regulations, his principles, and his status. Not I think, I feel, but this is what God says. And when we understand that, we have to understand it from the perspective in which it was written. Mm-hmm. And know the meaning of words, not from an English perspective, but from the perspective in which it was written. I think that would help us. A lot of times we like to read the commentaries, and commentaries are good. But when we're reading the commentaries, we also have to remember that the person who wrote it, it is truly from their findings, and we honor the scholars who have taken the time to study. But a lot of times it's from their denominational perspective and what their denomination believes. So I think the safe place for me start off with knowing it was written in what language, what was the meaning of that word then. Now I know what this person is saying. And I know I don't have to get to know, learn the language, which it wouldn't hurt, you know. But at least I know what this word means. I know what that word means. Oh, and yes, we do need some historical facts, culture facts, and it all. But the scripture tells us to study. Mm-hmm. We're to study, not wait for the preacher and put it all on the preacher and the teacher, but we are to study. And as we study the word, we're empowered, and we always ask God to be with us. Thank you for the anointing. For it is the anointing that makes the difference. The Holy Ghost give us clarity and understanding. We can't walk this earth without it. So we thank God for being God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I am excited. And I know this is our prayer hour, but this is also our encouraging hour. And we like to share the word by reading the word and just hearing the word. Why? Because when we pray, we're not encouraged, we're empowered. Oh, my God, you got to a God said, oh my God, yes. Got a Father, I thank you. Yes. Father, I know that you are directing the heart of men, because it is you who rule, who are super ruling the affairs of men. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. You see the guidance of God through it all. Hallelujah. Oh, guiding us to this ultimate point. When the Savior himself will enter back to this earth, not as a lamb, but as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Woo! Glory, taking his rightful place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On this earth. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, we give glory to God. We honor God this morning. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love, his peace, his joy. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Hallelujah. 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 He is God, and he's God alone. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you how I got on? Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. I was at one of the lowest points in my life, but I was going through cancer, and this thing was happening, that thing was happening, and I had one friend who said to me, I don't know what you've done in your life to cause you to be going through all of this. And I said, well, it doesn't matter. If this is correction, I'm in a good place. Hallelujah. If this is correction, I'm in a good place. Because God correct those whom he loves and who belong to him. Hey, best somebody. So that didn't discourage me. Hallelujah. But one morning, a friend, she came and she said, you know, I know you're going through a lot. And she said, I want you to know, if you just say hallelujah to the top of your voice, hallelujah. And she said it like this, God will come and see about you. But he did. He brought me through cancer. My body was healing. He energized me. He didn't let the weight of man's reality of what I had was going through with the chemo and everything, he allowed it to be smooth. You understand what I'm saying? He healed the wound that could have been a serious wound. He allowed the doctors to do an incision that people still marvel at to this day. He allowed the doctors to do advance what they're doing now. He did that for me. There was food on my table, and I wasn't working. There was food on my table. I had utilities. God had blessed me. And he was there with me. And he also allowed me not to wallow. So I began to plant. I began. That was my healing process without thinking about it, just doing it. It allowed me to volunteer and encourage others without feeling any pain from me. There was, I don't remember the area really ever hurting. That's what God did for me. And he fixed it so I was able to encourage others. And I'm eternally grateful. So I have, that's my hallelujah. Oh, it's like a companion. Hallelujah. Because I know when I say hallelujah. And my hallelujah is sincere. Hallelujah. It's my personal reminder. That I, my hallelujah is directed to my Father, the Almighty God, and he inhabits my praise. A mother raising children by herself. He was with me all the time. Hallelujah. And there were times that I thought there was a void, but he was right there. My hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the older I get, the more I know that my hallelujah is not in vain. Glory to God. Glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the right, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. So when we pray, we know who we're praying to. They're not just words speaking fast out of our mouth, going nowhere, just saying them so maybe things will happen because we're saying, but they're directed at the Almighty God, who has invited us into his presence. His love flowing, not only in us, but over us, reassuring us of his love for us. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his mighty name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord God is God all by himself. The one that breathed the breath of life into man and man became a living soul. The one who blessed man. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your wonderful name, Almighty God, and we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your love, your tender kindness towards us. Great God, how you lay out, our path, Almighty God, God, how you place, Almighty God, a pathway over the loops, over the traps. Hallelujah. How you brighten the pathway. How you light it up, Almighty God. That we won't slip. Oh, God, we thank you. I illuminate all Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, your most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We bless your wonderful name. We thank you for healing us. Oh, glory. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for your arms of protection all around us. Woo, glory. And all those that we're praying for this morning, Almighty God, all those that's on our prayer list, nothing is too hard for you. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glorious Father, Almighty God, the innocent, the helpless, Basakoma, thank you for sending help from the sanctuary, Almighty God, when man thinks that he is super ruling, show his frailty, bow those knees. Stay the hand of the enemy. Almighty God, glorious Father, glory. May we understand, God, that you're the one that ordained our presence on this earth at this appointed time for your purpose, your will, and your ways. Oh, God, every ministry that's been assigned to each one of us, give us understanding and clarity. Let us not be anxious for nothing. Trust your ways. Trust your will. Lean not to our own understanding in all our ways. Acknowledge you, Pastor Koba. And knowing you will direct our path. You know what the ministry is to look like. You know who you want to help. You know who you want to be a part. But you're to be the center, Almighty God. So we're leaning and depending on you, great God. We're just your servants, Almighty God. We're just your servants, Almighty God. Somebody else, hallelujah, bless the name of the Almighty God. How much glory to you, hallelujah. Oh God, grant traveling mercy, grant traveling mercy on the highways and the byways, dear God. Remy, Opa, rebuke the spirit of anger. Remy, Sekoba, somebody, Remy, Sekoba, seek out the innocent to protect, to shield, to defend, to provide for. Shambokua. Hamadidiosa. Glorious God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Your wonderful name. Refresh us. Restore us. Renew us. Rimbekambasa. Change our desires. Our appetite that is pleasing to your God. Let us take care of our bodies, knowing that is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Lord, guide us as how to walk, how to talk. As temples of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Glorious Father. Remesaka. Plead the blood of Yeshua over our homes, over our doorposts. Hallelujah. Our properties. Almighty God, our vehicles, that they don't break down, no accidents. Our neighborhoods, every place we walk, to protect us. Hallelujah. Oh God, set your fire on your preachers and your teachers and your evangelists. Rimi Kupa, holiness, according to your will, great God, and according to your way. Rimi Shukuma, holiness. Pure holiness, not according to man, great God, but according to you, Almighty God. Oh God, remember the sick on our prayer list and all your children everywhere. Oh God, those that need protection, protect. Right now, dear God, stay the hand of the enemy. Show yourself strong and mighty. We thank you for your chariots of fire, Almighty God, surrounding your people. The earth belongs to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remisekobastaka. We made a mess. Oh God. Remember those that are in leadership. From the White House all the way down. Almighty God, to the grassroots level. Remisekoba. All over this world. Step in the minds, Almighty God. Let them know that they're just men and women. It is you, God. Oh God. Oh God, that's rule and super rule. You put up one and you put down another, regardless of how powerful they think they are. Shambakoba, let them know that it is you who gives power its definition and strength. Remisekoba, Shambadidia. Oh God, we thank you. God, our affairs, we plead the blood of Yeshua over. Hallelujah. Our finances protect, Almighty God. We thank you, God. Give us understanding and clarity. Almighty God, let us want the anointing of the Holy Ghost more than fame and fortune. Almighty God, let us hunger after righteousness. Almighty God, rebuke that I got it. I'm in control thing. Hallelujah. But you have it. It's all in your hands, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Our Father, we thank you. Woo, glory. Our Father, hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, is God. Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God. Oh, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Remesekumashan. Oh, let us not be ashamed of the gospel. Remesekumashan. Let us not get too casual that we disrespect. Oh God, I thank you. I praise you. We thank you. We praise you. Bless all. Woo, God, that will come close and hear. Oh, what thus says the Spirit of the living God to each one of us. Open our ears that we may hear. Our eyes that we may see, and our heart, dear God, our heart, dear God, that we may obey. Again, Lord, we ask that you sanctify every Vaseline or every vial. Hallelujah. 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 Sanctify. Remove every offense, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remove every side effect, negative side effect. Almighty God, work, Almighty God, power of the Holy Ghost. Here come I, somebody there. Oh, everyone that's receiving it. Almighty God, hallelujah. We give you glory and we thank you, God, for bringing us thus far. Hallelujah. Thank you for opening the minds of the science, those in the lab. Oh, God, you know everything, but we ask that you touch it. Leave the blood of Yeshua over every vial all over this world. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. No side effects. No negative side effects. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The little one. Bless them, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, just infuse your people. The blood of Yeshua. We give you honor. We give you glory. For infusing us, hey, woo! Infusing our bodies, the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I am the God, you said, that healeth thee. We thank you for your healing virtue flowing through your people, flowing through us all. Almighty God, your people, refresh us, renew us, restore us. Almighty God, we are new creation. Let us walk as such. Holy boldness, Almighty God, your will, your way. love for one another. And we'll know that we're never alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch the doctor. Touch their body. Remember them as just human beings with all the frailties and circumstances that we all go through. Help them. We lift them up before you, every doctor, every nurse, every practitioner, every student. Humble them to know that they're just people, that you have allowed them to know about the body to some extent that you have made, but that you are the master physician, and we thank you. We glorify you. Remember our sisters and our brothers, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, all our relatives. May we go closer together as family and accomplish that you would have us to accomplish as family. Bring unity and peace, genuine and love, and Yeshua's mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We honor you this morning, and we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, and we will, and we are rejoicing in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Amen. In the presence of God, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for allowing us to come and be in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. Just sit down and think about that. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Hallelujah. And I know we usually read Genesis first, but this just came up, and let me just read it. We read this yesterday, but it just struck me, and I'm going to take it, and we'll go to Genesis in just a moment. But listen to this. Exodus, the 19th chapter, starting at the 16th verse. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that are in the camp tremble. So that all the people that was in the camp tremble. And God and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at either part of the mount, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. That's verse 18. We'll continue to read. And the smoke thereof ascend as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by a voice. 20. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount. And Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break forth unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thus charged us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the Lord and spake, went down unto the people and spake unto them. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God. This is verse 20, chapter 20, verse 1. And God spoke all these things, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water and under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. Verse 10 of 20. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou shalt, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maiden servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all in them is, and rest on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor thy neighbor's, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. Hallelujah. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off and said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your face, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say, unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all places where I record my name. I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it on stone, for if thou lift up thy tools upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shall thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. Hallelujah. Exodus 19 and 20. Hallelujah. God is good. God is just so good. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Wholeness, completeness. Yes. Jude 1, now unto him that is able, the 24th verse, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.